This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU FM.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, every week, is Ashley Bean Thorne to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday, November 11th, really fun event going on. It's the Waco Downtown Farmers Market birthday.
Yes.
And they're celebrating their fifth year with a special event that's going to include the vendors. They're going to have live music, an auction, activities for kids. They're going to have $5 wristbands available for all the different activities. And that's going to run until 8 tonight.
Fun. And then also tonight, we have a lot of theater and performing arts going on in town. If you haven't, well, one new thing, the Brazos Theater, which you're probably familiar with them because of their improv and their fun murder mystery theaters that they do, but they are branching out into a new adventure. They are going to be doing a musical review tonight. So it will be, the name of it is A, My Name is Alice. And it features seven women who share insight, empathy, and humor from a variety of ages, situations, and relationship perspectives. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Cost is $18 for general admission. It's dinner theater, so if you want the dinner, it's $30. And that'll be 7:30 tonight and then 2:30 again on Sunday at their theater, which is out in the Bosque Square Shopping Center. But then there are also a lot of other things going on. If you haven't seen The Little Mermaid at Waco High, you can still catch that tonight. The Christian Youth Theater production of Rapunzel is ongoing at the Lee Lockwood Library. Experiment with an Air Pump is happening at Baylor Theater. And MCC is having their Fall and Recover dance concert. So a whole lot of performing arts.
Very cool. And on Saturday, if you feel like getting up bright and early and getting in a good run, HEB Zoo Stampede is happening at the Cameron Park Zoo, of course. They're going to have a 1K, a 5K, and a 10K, a bunch of different races. And to find out for, you know, the different race costs and categories and all the start times, you can visit the Cameron Park Zoo's website. And after you're done running, getting your workout in for the day, you can head over to the 5th Annual Community Block Party at 2225 Cumberland. And it's just a community event, and it's free and open to the public. They're going to have a bunch of free food, drinks, children's games, and it's also going to kind of work as a resource fair too. Mm-hmm. So just a good time, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon.
All right. And then also on Saturday, a fun way to learn about art at the Art Center of Waco, which is out on MCC campus. They are having this ongoing series called Exploring Great Artists, where you and your kids go and you learn about a particular artist and their style and understand their methods and ideas by doing an art project yourself. So that's a lot of fun. It costs $10. It's from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Art Center at MCC. Or if you would rather do science at the Mayborn Museum, also Saturday morning, they're having Sikkim Science Day. Which is a really fun time for the kiddos to come and learn about science. They'll have a chemistry magic show. They'll have some Baylor University chemistry students explaining the science behind the magic. That will be included free with your admission to the museum. So that's from 11 to 2 at the Mayborn Museum.
And also on Saturday is Family Fun Fest, an event for special needs children and their families. So they're going to have some bounce houses, carnival games, and it's a free event. It's going to be from 10 in the morning to 1 at First Woodway.
Yeah. And then this is a really kind of interesting, I think, at the Baha'i Center, which is on at 2500 Bosque Boulevard, the corner of 25th and Bosque. They are unveiling, commissioning a new mural in town. Waco is really getting a lot of neat murals around town. And this particular one, the theme is Education is Not a Crime. And it has to do with raising awareness about human rights in Iran. So if you're interested in murals or if you're interested in that particular issue, that's from 2 to 4 on Saturday at the Baha'i Center. And then also Saturday evening, there is a fun fundraiser for Seeds of Hope Publishers. It's Shirley Guinness and Marcy. If you haven't ever heard Shirley Guinness and Marcy, they're like a spoof on a good old-fashioned, old-timey gospel music trio. But it's always really funny, and their particular theme for this show is going to be a spaghetti western, The Good, the Bad, and the Heavenly, and it's a spaghetti dinner, too. It's a fundraiser, like I said, for Seeds of Hope Publishers. It's going to be at 7th and James Baptist Church, starting at 6 o'clock in Harper Hall, and it'll be $15 for adults and $5 for kids.
And Saturday evening is going to be Celebration 2016. So this is just an event where you can enjoy a variety of stories and an evening dinner. It's going to feature Tony Simmons and other storytellers from the Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild. It's going to be $12 for adults, $6 for kids, and it's going to be from 6 to 8:30 at the Austin Avenue United Methodist Church.
And then there's so much going on Saturday night. But another really fun thing at the Hippodrome, Blake Adams, Mentalist, is going to be doing a show. And if you haven't seen him, every now and then I have seen him at Paparolo's doing kind of walking around doing some table magic. But he does magic. He bends metal and manipulates cards with only his brain. He reads your mind. It's really kind of fascinating. And he's going to be doing a whole full-length show at the Waco Hippodrome. Costs will be $5 or $10, depending on where you sit, I imagine. And it'll just be a lot of fun.
And also on Saturday, the Waco Civic Theater is hosting Stars of the Silver Screen, a fundraiser. And they're going to have a silent auction, a luxury raffle, hors d'oeuvres, and just some entertainment. And it's going to be $100 per ticket since it is a fundraiser. Doors open at 7:30. And this is going to be at the Waco Civic Theater at Lake Air Drive. And then also on Saturday is Mark Kieran's Transcending the Temporal exhibit. It's an exhibit focused on showing through a medium of color on canvas and a new way of thinking about our existence. It's the idea of the exhibit. And that's going to be free starting at 7 p.m. at Hotel Indigo.
All right. Then on Sunday, Sunday kicks off National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. This is an event that comes up every year. It's a national event. Cities all around the country work together to raise awareness about hunger and homelessness. So there are a lot of organizations in Waco who work really hard to put this together to help raise awareness about those topics in Waco. And it kicks off Sunday. So the two events that are going on Sunday are Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. There is going to be a special emphasis in worship at Church Under the Bridge, which is under the I-35 bridge at 4th Street. So they'll have a meal served at 10:30 where everybody can have some good fellowship and communion, and then the service will be at 11 o'clock. And then later Sunday afternoon is the annual Heart of Texas Crop Hunger Walk. So you can either bring a team or you can come walk by yourself. But the idea is to raise pledges and bring some donations to participate in this Crop Hunger Walk to help raise awareness. All the money that's raised will be split between a local organization, Caritas of Waco, and an international organization, Church World Service. Registration begins at 2:00. Step off is at 3:00. It's going to be at the Bledsoe Miller Community Center on Martin Luther King. And then there are different events throughout the rest of the week to help raise awareness about hunger and homelessness. And you can check the website to find out about all of those. Then also on Sunday afternoon, since it is Veterans Day weekend, they are having the annual flag retirement ceremony. You know, flags are, you can't just throw away a flag. There's a special ceremony for decommissioning it and burning United States flags. And they will perform this service free if you have a flag that's getting kind of tattered and torn at 2 o'clock at the Carlene Bright Arboretum on Bosque. So if you have a flag that is ready to be retired, they can help you do that in an appropriate way.
Mm-hmm. And on Monday, with a look at the week ahead, The West Waco Library and Genealogy Center is going to host one of their genealogy kind of labs or events. And with, you know, Thanksgiving right around the corner, it's going to be focused on who were the Pilgrims.
Mm-hmm.
Are you maybe related to one?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a time to kind of also break down who the Pilgrims really were and separate, you know, any myths from fact. That's going to start at 12 on Monday at the West Waco Library and Genealogy Center. And also on Monday, you know, with graduation coming up closer and closer, Chrisica Harper, a college advisor from TSDC, is going to have an event, a Get the Edge with the Next Step Teen Development. It's basically an event to help students start thinking about what's needed for that next step to get to college, you know, so test-taking skills, time management, things like that. That's going to be at 4:30 at the East Waco Library on Monday.
Yeah. And then also, this year is the year that Waco Parks and Rec is updating their open space master plan. So that'll be the plan for the whole city to think about parks and other spaces, recreational spaces, and spaces that we all share. And, of course, that requires some planning. And the City of Waco would love to have your input in as far as what you would like to see in our open space master plan. And that meeting is going to be at 6:30 p.m. at the Waco Multipurpose Building on Elm Avenue. And if you check their website, the Parks and Recreation website, you can find out about other input meetings if that one doesn't meet your schedule.
And also on Monday is a Thanksgiving interfaith worship service. So it's going to include various, you know, interfaith religions, including the Baha'i faith, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. And this event's going to feature the Youth Choir of Central Texas and a service for the community. It's going to be at 7 p.m. It is free, and it's going to be at 7th and James Baptist Church.
Yes. And Monday night, November 14th, is also Act Locally Waco Book Club Night.
Hey.
The Act Locally Waco Book Club meets every other month, and we talk about books that we... They're always nonfiction books, and they're always about an issue that we think is important and relevant in Waco. This book that we're reading for this month is called The End of White Christian America. It's by Robert P. Jones, and it's kind of about demographic changes in the United States and religious changes in the United States and how that affects our political system and just all kinds of things like that. It should be a really fascinating discussion. We don't always agree with each other, but we always have a great discussion. And you can check the website to get the details about time and location.
And on Tuesday, if you're looking for a little fun event with the kiddos, I think this is a good one, a play date with art, Squish, Scribble, and Splat. It's just going to be an hour to kind of provide kids an exploration of their sensory and motor skills, but through the medium of art. The cost is $6 for the first child, and any additional child is going to be $4. That's going to start at 10:30 to 11:30 at the Art Center of Waco.
Mm-hmm. And then also Tuesday afternoon and evening, a couple of really great organizations in Waco are having events. The first one at 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, Jesus Said Love, which is an organization in town that helps women leave and stay out of the commercial sex industry,
mm-hmm.
is having a ribbon cutting of their new headquarters and also their shop named Lovely. One of their strategies is to do social entrepreneurism and to have a for-profit business that allows the women to earn money and learn new skills. And that is what is happening at 1500 Columbus Avenue. And they would love for you to come to their ribbon cutting and get a tour of their building. And then a little bit later Tuesday evening is the Giving Thanksgiving Hope Banquet, which is the only big fundraising event for Compassion Ministries. And you may be familiar with Compassion Ministries. They're on Austin Avenue, and they provide transitional housing for women and families who are coming out of homelessness. So you can stay at Compassion Ministries, pick up some job skills, get your life a little bit stabilized, and then move on to hopefully get a good fresh start. So their big fundraiser, the Giving Thanksgiving Hope Banquet, is going to be at 6 o'clock on Tuesday at the Phoenix Ballroom. and it's $50.
And also Tuesday evening is Hal Holbrook in Mark Twain Tonight. So it's a one-man play devised by Hal Holbrook, and he's going to be giving a dramatic performance and recitation of the works of Mark Twain with an emphasis on the humorous ones. Mm-hmm. The cost is $15 to $20. It starts at 8, and this is going to be at the Waco Hall on Baylor University campus. And then on Wednesday is Casa de Café. McLennan Community College hosts this event, which is an annual showcase of poetry and music in a coffee-like setting. So they're just going to be talking poetry, reading things, music. They're going to have some refreshments, too. You know, this is going to be performances and readings from students and instructors alike. The cost is $2 per person or the donation of a new children's book. It's from 11:30 to 1 at McLennan Community College's Learning Technology Center.
Oh, that's cool. And then also at lunch on Wednesday is Lunch with the Masters. If you're a gardener or interested in gardening, they have a seminar. The McLennan County Master Gardeners have a seminar once a month. It's usually at the Carlene Bright Arboretum at noon, and it's free. And this particular month on Wednesday, it's going to be Pat Goley sharing anecdotes from the garden. So that is going to be a discussion of gardening influences on life all the way from the Dark Ages through the 1700s, from England, from Europe, and finally here in America. So that should be kind of an interesting combination of history and gardening. And that'll be from noon to 2 at the Carlene Bright Arboretum.
Also on Wednesday at the Waco Hippodrome, Dr. Bill Thomas is presenting this Age of Disruption tour. So it's going to be a discussion about living with dementia and the aging process. He's really focusing on changing how Americans think about and approach aging. So the cost is $15 to $20, and there's going to be two performances on Wednesday. One is going to be from 2:30 to 4:30, and the other from 7 to 8:30. And again, this is at the Waco Hippodrome.
All right. And then on Thursday, to kind of wrap up the week, Thursday is Go Purple for Preemies Day. That's a day set aside every year to kind of remember babies who were born prematurely and their families, and to show some support by wearing purple. Premature births is actually the number one killer of newborns, which is tragic. And 1 in 10 babies is actually born prematurely every year in Texas. So there are a lot of things that we can do as a community to help babies be born in a timely way. And Thursday is a day to kind of remember that and to raise awareness of that topic. So wear purple. And if you want to, take a picture of yourself or your team at work in your purple and send it to the Waco McLennan County Public Health District, because they will be kind of organizing that awareness day. And then also Thursday evening, a fun event. If you are interested in gardening, the HOT Urban Gardening Coalition is having their membership drive potluck dinner. So whether you've been a member for years or you're just interested and you want to learn about it, feel free to stop by and meet everybody and learn about community gardening and have a delicious supper together. And there will also be drawings and other events there, and they can explain to you about membership. It'll be from 6 to 8 at Calvary Baptist Church, which is over on North 18th Street.
A lot to do in Waco Town this week.
A lot to do.
Thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, that's my hometown.